It's WAKG's Off Air Flare.
Off Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
All right, guys, it's Off Air Flare. Normally you hear Jinya and Josh, but we've kind of roped someone in here this afternoon.
I'm still here, though. She tried to kick me out, but I was like,
I know, I tried to make it an estrogen ocean, but you just keep floating in here with your testosterone, so welcome back.
The boat float.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to change the logo anyway, so the graphic. It'll take me 10 minutes. I don't want to do that. Miss Tracy, welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
You have been part of this podcast before, but not officially. But let move your mic, girlfriend. All right, here we go. From behind the scenes to now behind the
mic.
Here we
go. That's right.
Tracy, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I've been working here for like 7 months.
Oh, my gosh. We almost have Annie coming up.
I'm in college. I don't do much, which I think is going to go perfect for our discussion today.
Yeah.
Because of such a busy schedule, I do feel like I do nothing.
And you're also, side note, the youngest person who is employed here at Piedmont Broadcasting.
By right? Over a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yes,
well,
it
how
is.
Old's Austin? 26, 27?
You're the youngest by a decade full-time employee we have here.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know how old Brandon
but
is either.
I will say, at first, it was like, we were like, okay. Because she would say things like, you. And now you have us saying it. Well, so now I'm like, oh,
it's
man,
become adaptive.
The cool
yes.
Big sister.
Oh my gosh. Tracy. Alex says homie sometimes.
He says homie?
Yes. He calls me homie sometimes.
Yep.
Look at
and
you.
I think he says yo too.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo.
Oh, and throwing shade. We had to tell him about throwing shade.
Yes. We taught him what throwing shade meant. He's
yeah.
Never used it.
Speaking of Alex, our topic today is
old people.
Yeah. What old stuff do we do? Now, I want to preface this with saying, like, we
you're
don't
only as old as you feel.
Yeah, exactly. We don't discriminate age or anything. I mean, you know, it's whatever. Some of my, like, close friends are significantly older than I am.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? It's all in how you live, your lifestyle, your attitude. My aunt Louise lived into her upper 90s, and, I mean, she was one that would get in the car with you and go grocery shopping
mm-hmm.
when she was, like,
absolutely.
70-some years old and run the roads with you like it was nothing, where there's some people that are in their, like, teens, 20s, 30s, they're like, I just want, yeah, look, Tracy's like, me!
Me!
That's like, I just want to sit here under this blanket all day long, so.
Literally.
Is that your thing? You're like, I just want to chill?
I stay at home all the time. If I'm not at work or, like, at the grocery store, I'm at home.
Wow. You're shut in. We could do Meals on Wheels for Tracy.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I do get a delivery a lot. I do the grocery pickup. I don't even have to go inside Walmart.
Well, hang on. Whoa. Old grocery pickup is not an old person thing. That's a you hate people at Walmart thing, and I support that.
Well, it's like you hate crowds. Like, you don't want to go
yeah,
through the
I have
like,
no desire to be in a
the
crowd.
The small, like, aisles, and you're like, I just don't, mm-hmm. I just want to come here, get my bread, my milk, my eggs. No, it's not snowing, but I need to get the essentials.
Right.
And I don't feel like going through and be like, oh, who needs underwear? Oh, I need light bulbs?
Nope.
Oh, we need mm-hmm. some slime? Oh, I mean, this is like my typical
Amazon
grocery.
And groceries, anything you can ship to me, that'd be great.
Right. So.
That's not an old person thing.
Then you run into people you don't want to see.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I have actually opted to go to Walmart's out of town just so I wouldn't run into people before.
Well,
I mean,
get that.
Because where we live, I mean, you have options. You can go Danville, Martinsville, Eden,
mm-hmm.
Reedsville.
Mm-hmm.
I could go
full disclosure, for what it's worth, because I used to travel back and forth,
uh-huh.
The Walmart in Alta Vista is super nice by comparison. And it's not that they carry different stuff. It's just there's a level of concern and care there
uh-huh.
that you don't get everywhere else.
Well, I think maybe it's some like hometown like mindsets, I think, in the smaller like area.
Sure.
Maybe so. But then mine is just kind of the factor of like, you know, everyone goes to, because Walmart has everything. So you're
right.
Like, let me go to Walmart. But then you're like, everybody else had that same idea.
Right.
And then certain days you're like, oh no, why am I in Walmart? Ah! But you're like, I needed this, and this.
Sure.
So, but you know, I still love Walmart, though. I mean,
for real.
Walmart, Target, though. Oh, Target.
I'm more
oh,
of a Sam's
man.
Guy than a Walmart
you
guy.
You are. But, I mean, it's in the same umbrella.
Yes, I know.
Same
I know.
Family,
and it
but you just buy
me.
In bulk. You're
that's
like,
right.
I don't need one paper towel. I need 75.
If it saves definitely. Me 10 trips mm-hmm. to the store, I'll take it.
Is that your old person thing?
I
don't know. That's really, I
don't
that's
know.
A more of a couponer thing. Like, you know, the extreme couponers that are like, I have 57 gallons of
right.
Tide
no.
detergent. I'm like,
no.
When are you going to use it? Come in my toilet paper closet. Look at this. Couponing.
I think for me, the biggest old person thing I have that I have become more guilty of it the longer I'm here, actually, I walk around this building turning off lights.
You do.
It drives me insane. People will walk out of a room and leave the light on. I don't pay the utility bill. It doesn't come to my house.
I'll walk
around and flip a light on.
From my window, and I'm like, look at him.
And you'll chuckle at me. And I'm like,
kids, get off my lawn.
It is very much that way.
Pick one, in or out. Don't run inside the house. It'll keep the door open. Let all the air out. Yeah, look.
That was me. I had a party for my sister. Everybody was going in and out. I was like, can y'all just keep the door closed? Can y'all turn some lights off? Please.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I think that's an old person thing for me. I'm 21. But, you know.
That's fine. You got an old soul.
Definitely.
Old soul.
Age. I've always hung out with people normally that are older than me. Yeah. I've felt more comfortable with people that are older than me. That's not a shock.
Sometimes it's like you almost connect better with people at different ages. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I felt like I hung out, like in high school when I was a freshman, I hung out with seniors. And it's like now I'm still kind of in that like life.
I went to prom
mode.
As a freshman because I was friends with a junior. It's not a shock.
Oh, we went to prom every year, did we?
Oh,
nope.
Fancy.
I went twice. My junior year, instead of going to the prom, I held a poker game at my house, and I made more money than I would have ever spent on the tux.
Yeah, okay.
So I hustled my way through junior prom.
Hmm.
I went as a senior just because, Lord knows, people wouldn't leave me alone.
Well, you got to do the senior prom.
No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. First off, let me put that out there. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, that's a very old man thing to say. You don't have to make me do this, woman.
There is that. I guess that does qualify.
I don't really know like what old person thing I do.
Do you go to bed early?
Well, I mean, that's kind of more so like mom thing.
You nap.
I don't nap, really. So I was napping recently because of some medication I was on. I had to get changed over.
Fair enough.
Boom. Medication, adding daily medicines. Maybe that's my
old
person thing.
Oh, how many pill bottles are in your purse?
Two. but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Let's see, old person thing. I don't know. Is there anything old that I do that y'all? I do overly feed people. That's an old person thing. Like I prepare too much.
There must
food
be food. They could be coming over to pick up some. Like, hey, I'm coming by to pick up that jacket. I made cookies,
and I also had the drinks. You like, please take them with you because I don't drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I
know the
like,
candy bowl at your
me.
House is always full.
Yeah,
no matter who's there.
And I have candy here.
Not.
It's not full now because I accidentally left it out. But you know,
we have overnight elves. It happens.
Elves, you know, happens. Elves, they eat my candy. And here's a side note: if you're gonna eat all the candy in my candy bowl, don't just leave one piece. Just take it. Just take the last Snicker bar. Because nothing burns me more. My little kindness. I'm like, please, just do it. Just take it already. But yeah, I think going to more doctor visits, that's kind of my old thing. I mean, just in court. But it's maintenance. It's like a car. You're like, I gotta get the old get the old tune-up.
I've gotten to the point where I see more doctors, so I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah.
True. I have two appointments on one day next week,
it. I've got three this week.
Yeah, you actually earlier were like, oh, forgot about that.
Yeah,
doctor.
I forgot
when
about
you forget
it.
About doctor's appointments. That's when you have too many because you're like, well, I mean,
yeah. I've noticed as I've gotten older, I am more time sensitive. Not to getting older. I don't care if I have another birthday. Like I'm.
Wow, that was really morbid.
No,
wait till my next birthday.
But I don't see age as a number. Like, I'm turning 37. Oh, I'm turning 38. I'm not so much worried about that side of it. But from a day-to-day time management standpoint, when I was a kid, I didn't care. It didn't bother me. And now that I'm at work doing so many different things and I want to make sure I get everything done because I don't want to leave anything unfinished. I have schedules and calendars and all sorts of things. And I'm like,
that's more organized, though. I don't think that's an old person thing.
I feel like my parents are a lot more organized than me, and I am pretty organized.
Hmm.
Like, and it's becoming progressively that way. My dad is that way.
I do. Okay, here's another old person thing. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm thinking about what we're going to have for dinner already early in the day. I'm like, so dinner. And I'm like, it's Saturday. Like, stop thinking about what we're having for dinner. It's like 7:05. Eat your pancake. Like, stop.
That's a good point. No, I get
you
that.
You know, like already planning for dinner. Or like
well,
after you've had lunch,
out of the
you're
freezer.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's having freezers full of like frozen meats. That's a very, I think.
I buy in bulk. That's kind of a thing.
Oh, that's right. You're Sam's Club King.
If there's a good sale, I'm going to fill my freezer.
What is it? The yellow stickers? You're like, is that right? The yellow stickers on the meat? You're like, oh, yeah. This goes bad tomorrow, so pop that bad boy in the freezer.
I don't know. Old Dutch always has good sales on meat, and I'm just like, okay, I'll get a cart full.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I never cook, and I always pick up fast food. I know.
I mean, I have fast food places that I would rather go to. We've done that once this week.
Yeah.
Well, I had set food out to cook. I had planned to cook. My wife goes, can we just get food?
But, like, I mean, sure when it's hot, when it's been like 90-some degrees, that might be an old person thing. I'm like, I don't want to do nothing.
No.
I don't want to be outside.
I don't know if that's an old person thing.
Or maybe that's just it's hot.
It's hot.
Humid in the south. Some in the
it's
south.
Hot.
Melted. Melted.
I don't know. I go to bed kind of pretty early.
No.
Kind of pretty?
I feel like that's kind of an old person thing to do. I don't know.
What time? What's early to you?
If I can get in there at 9.
That's not old. That's not old. We're talking like while the sun's still up.
Yeah, I mean, okay, sometimes I joke with my parents because they're in their mid-60s, and I'll joke with them sometimes because my mom and dad would be like, well, we ate, you know, a late lunch, so we probably won't have anything for dinner. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, about 2:30. I'm like, so food's off the table for the rest of the evening? Like, because in my world, I'm like, if I ate at 2:30, then I'm like, oh, well, dinner's going to be like 8 or something like that, like on a weekend. Now, weekdays, you have that regimen. You're like, all right, lunch probably like 12 or 1
right.
at the latest. After then, I'm like, oh, no, because I don't want to mess up.
I don't want to ruin my dinner.
You know, 6:30 dinner. So,
yep. About like today. Yeah. I mean, I haven't had lunch. I'm not going to. I'm just going to have dinner.
Well, if I had candy in my candy bowl, I'd offer you some.
Well,
but it's gone,
you know.
So.
I have some snacks in my drawer.
I'm okay.
See, is
Thank
that
you.
A very old person?
Always having food around.
What
That's
kind
not
of
a
snacks?
Bad idea.
What kind of snacks?
Pop-Tarts and gummies.
Okay, but that's a very youthful stash. If it was like, were those
I have
original?
Nutri-Grain bars.
Yeah, you old man.
I also have Band-Aids and Aleve in my purse at all times.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, watch the Aleve, though. It'll eat your stomach lining. That was very old person for me to say. I'm like,
that's
what?
It.
Like,
giving
advice
about things that you don't know or don't
I do know.
But no.
I do know that.
I don't mean this in
but
particular.
Like, but like, okay, I'm a little more seasoned than you. So
that's right.
I just
I've
looked at her and I pointed and I was like,
you.
Don't use or leave. Like,
it was very, like,
authoritative.
Authoritative reminders.
Just
yeah.
advice. Yeah.
Unwanted advice in some instances.
Yes.
I'm bad about that.
Okay, so when I first had Jaren, I had so many older people that would stop me and be like, well, how old is he? Blah, blah, blah. Let me touch him. I'm like, hey, hold on. Well, how does he sleep? Well, you should do this. You should. I'm like, listen.
That's probably the big
he's
one.
He's breathing. He's alive. I'm doing pretty good. Stop it.
No stitches. No stitches.
You know, we're good. The only person in this, like, buggy has stitches is me. Stop. Like, let me shop with my 1-month-old. Leave me alone. Yeah.
And to your point earlier, Tracy, of always wanting to be a homebody, I don't think that's an old person thing.
I think it's becoming more prevalent with technology. Like, I could sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day if it's a show I've been wanting to catch up on.
I've never had the desire, like, to go out clubbing or go to a bar or anything like that. Like, that's never appealed to me as a doable option. I could sit at home and watch a movie, read a book, play a game, have people over to the house. I have people over to the house all the time. Mm-hmm. When I get invited places, it's like, really? Can we just stay here?
Because sometimes you gotta.
Can they come here?
Because sometimes you gotta like make the plans. You're like, all right, I gotta get dressed, determining what we're gonna eat. We're gonna be out, especially if you're like, we're gonna be somewhere late, unless you planned on spending the night or whatever.
Right.
Then that kind of factors into the travel time because you're
right.
like, well,
I hate driving at night.
Yeah.
Is that an old person thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I cannot see. I hate.
Oh,
driving.
So once
very
the
much
once the clock drive. Falls back, you're gonna be like, no.
Wintertime. When that
it
was
is
the
depressing,
thing for me.
Though.
When
it's
I
like,
when I was commuting back and forth. Get up in the dark, come home in the dark.
Ugh.
It made for horrible days.
Absolutely. Because
you never, the only time you saw the sun, you were at work. It was miserable.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, somewhere else.
That's right.
Like, ah.
That's right.
Ah. Okay, here's old people thing. Referencing something that from when, like, you were younger and, like, other generations are like, what?
They don't know what that is anymore.
Yeah. Tracy
hurts.
Is a rare breed, though. Because I could probably reference some things and
she would
know it. But, like, it was a time where I referenced, like, Charlie Daniels, like, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and my nieces were like, what's that? And I was like, wait a minute, you just backed the train up. Yeah, like, just back the
you
train up.
You laid a smack down on your nieces.
I'm like, let's listen to this. I'm like, anybody in the South, no matter your age, should know what song this is, because Johnny got to Rosalind up his bow, and he's got to beat the devil. It's a magical event. So, that's
you just sold that like Redneck Disney.
Yeah. Oh, man. If they made a Disney movie out of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, but
would
you would have to
one.
Not be like the devil. It'd have to be something like They'd have to
kidding?
Well,
have you not seen Hercules?
Well, yeah, that's Hades, but you know.
Hades
same
went
thing.
Down to Georgia.
Okay, so the devil went down. You would almost, yeah, I guess
could
you
it
would.
Have been the country of Georgia?
Oh my gosh, I really see it in my head, like this mm-hmm. super.
Who
cartoon?
Would play the devil? I mean, this is like.
Oh, I'm thinking cartoons all the way.
Right. Yeah, but like cartoon, like
Futurama did that.
The devil went down to Georgia.
But they did. It didn't. He took Fry's hands. It was the robot devil.
We both were like,
you guys aren't. Well, you are, but you're not that much younger than me.
No, I've seen Futurama. Okay. I didn't like it, but
I
I've seen
Futurama.
It.
I think I've seen
nice.
Most episodes. It's on Hulu.
Oh. TV shows are that way. TV shows and actors. When you talk about, oh, one of the greatest actors ever, and then you see the people today, and you're like, that guy's an idiot.
Okay, so who would you say would be the like the greatest actor ever? Like right now. Somebody. To you, Tracy.
I don't know, greatest.
But like
ever.
Spans like your decades that
or
you've
like
been around.
Or like somebody I really like.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They might not be the greatest. I can accept that they're not the greatest, but I like them the most. Just, I really love Jim Carrey.
Okay, that's a good
See,
one. That spans.
But that is a non-decade specific for you.
Yeah. And that's
I
really
think
cool
that's
because
you being outside the box.
Because yeah, because I think other people her age would might be like Kevin Hart.
Zac
like,
Efron.
Oh,
Kevin Hart, is he an actor?
No, he's
he
3
does.
Foot tall.
He's a comedian and
he's
an
a
actor.
Sour Patch
Zac
kid.
Efron, by the way, on Netflix playing Ted Bundy, does a great job. Siri, what did you think about it?
I didn't nobody asked her.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's great. He's really good. You need to watch it. It's really good. It's really good.
I've seen it.
It's really good.
I stay at home and watch stuff all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
who
move
would
it
yours?
To you.
Okay,
no,
me?
No, I put
me?
It to you first.
Denzel Washington.
Ooh, have
Denzel
you seen
Washington.
The Book of Eli.
I own The Book of Eli. It's a great movie.
Oh. Everything he's done. He can be Mr. Gangster. Mm-hmm. He can be Mr. Like, you know, The Preacher's Wife. That's one of my favorites with Whitney Houston.
Absolutely.
I watched that around Christmas. The Book of Eli, you know,
remember
like some
Titans.
Action or whatever. Yeah, Remember the Titans.
He's probably one of the most versatile.
Yeah, he can do anything.
He played
I mean,
that
anything.
Sad movie where his like kid was dying and needed an organ transplant.
There you
he,
go.
Like, held up the hospital. Mm-hmm. Yo, you're right. Denzel Washington is very good.
Yeah, that would be my choice for numero uno actor because he just across the board. And I mean, he does that laugh. I love it. Like, I love it.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm trying to decide. I'm
Get
down,
out of my boat. That's my boat.
It's hard. For me, it's hard because I can't really go genre specific. There's not one guy who covers all of them.
Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington.
I like Denzel. I'm not taking anything away from Denzel. He's one of my favorite
Don't
actors.
You do it.
To me, I kind of like Morgan Freeman.
Okay, I can give you Morgan Freeman. But, I mean, well.
Am I aging myself by using Morgan Freeman?
No, because Morgan Freeman has been in recent like stuff,
right.
Like even like the Lego movie, he was a voice.
Exactly.
Like so, I mean, he does the animation. He does like the serious, like you know, what is it, Shawshank Redemption,
yes.
and all that other stuff.
But he was also in Red. Have you
God
seen
Almighty.
Red?
Red is good. Yeah, God I mean, Almighty when he played
yep.
God. Yeah, that was cool.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty,
yes.
God Almighty. It was kind
same
of the same,
same
premise,
thing.
You know. Yeah, I can
but
give you that.
I like the I think I, range
Freeman.
And the years. That's the thing. He'll narrate. He'll also be he can go from being.
You can look at a picture of Morgan
narrator,
Freeman right now
and
you
and
can
hear
his
voice.
Like as
Absolutely.
Soon as you said Morgan Freeman, I heard Morgan Freeman. And I was mm-hmm. like, yep, there it is.
That
Tracy.
That to me is that to from a depth and range thing, that's why I like Morgan Freeman. He can be everywhere.
Yeah.
Denzel can too.
Absolutely.
I just.
What? All right. Is there anyone in today's like newer actors that you think can do the same?
Oh,
thing?
Wow.
I love how we went on this tangent.
Yeah.
Honestly, Ryan Reynolds.
Mm.
He can do comedy. He can do action. He can do drama.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh.
But I think when I
also
see him.
Also Deadpool. Do you know what kind of actor it takes to be Deadpool?
I know. Van Wilder, too. I mean, you know, cool.
Oh, right. Waiter is what I think of when I think of Ryan Reynolds.
And
See?
Then Just Friends, that's
exactly.
a good one, too.
Oh, Just Friends is funny.
It's really funny.
But I think if you put him in a serious situation, if you replace Ashton Kutcher in The Butterfly Effect with Ryan Reynolds, I think it's a better movie.
Oh, yeah. It would be. Gosh,
but,
that
and
movie,
it's a drama.
I haven't seen that
but
forever.
It's a drama.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a dramatic
He was
movie.
In one that was, it was the one where the little girl, it was his daughter, and
yeah.
She was trying to figure out, like, you try to figure out who the mom is or
mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah.
So, what was that movie? I forgot.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't like it, though.
Also, have we discounted in the same conversation Will Smith? Like, have we completely left him out?
Yes, we did.
We
Bye.
Did, but we
Should
didn't
we?
Need to, because you think about like, okay, he starts off Fresh Prince, he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, like, what is it, 7 Pounds,
yeah.
that movie? Is it 7 Pounds? where he's like getting all the organs or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Pursuit of Happiness. That's
Pursuit
a drama.
Of Happiness. Hitch.
Hitch. I mean, comedy.
Men in Black.
Men in Black comedy.
Ooh, Men in Black.
And then Suicide Squad recently.
Yeah, and then well, Aladdin.
That
he was the genie. So.
The End of the World movie.
Enemy of
where
the State.
His dog.
Oh,
and
what was
zombies.
That one?
That was a good one.
Oh.
He was in iRobot, and then
what was that?
I Am Legend.
Yeah, that's it.
I Am Legend.
Because you're like at the end, you're like, maybe he's got the cure, and you're like, nope.
Nope. Guess oh, not. Wait, spoilers, everybody.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that movie, that's like 10
years
old.
We've already established the
dateline
for that. We're fine.
So, I don't know if anyone, I wouldn't put Ryan Reynolds.
I don't really like,
I would, I'm honestly, you know, we made fun of it, Zac Efron, but I mean, honestly, no. Watch, he blossomed from
High School Musical.
High School Musical. To like, he's done some comedic work and it's been pretty funny. Like that movie of him and The Rock when they did the Baywatch movie, really funny. I thought he was funny. He was funny in Neighbors.
Yes,
that's it's funny.
With Seth Rogen.
With Seth Rogen, but I think he feeds
See,
off other people. Who
if
are
he
funny.
Did Seth more Rogen. Action, I'd be in on Seth Rogen.
I like
no
Seth
question.
Rogen. But I'm definitely a comedy fan, which is why I think I chose Jim Carrey.
Adam Sandler.
Classic Adam Sandler. I don't like that new
90s Adam Sandler
new
is where
stuff
it's
at. That's on Netflix, the do-over or like
yeah.
super
no,
cheesy
no, no, no.
movies.
No.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Waterboy, Billy
See,
Madison.
See, that's cool too because like someone like Tracy like knows like the good
right.
like Adam Sandler, where some other people the only Adam Sandler they're familiar with is like the newer stuff.
Well,
and
but
you're
you
like,
can,
eh.
but you're a child of the '80s too at heart, even though you grew up and were not necessarily remembering the
I had
'80s things.
3 years
you are,
in the '80s.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also had older siblings that,
right.
and my, and then it's like knowing older music and stuff because my parents were kind of hippies. So
sure.
to a certain extent. So I mean, you know, that made me kind of unique because I mean, I could walk down the hallway and sing a '60s song, and Alex is like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "Cause I'm awesome." So that's how I am.
That's
oh
just
gosh,
your music
yeah.
acumen. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's like a not old person quality of us.
Yeah, maybe to span the decades and be accepting of all the decades.
Music.
Yes.
All the decades. Music. Oh man.
I mean, you know, because I could sing that Lizzo song "Truth Hurts" right now to you, and you'd be like, "Oh my gosh, girl, we're gonna sing it in the hallway." When
my wife has a Billie Eilish issue right now.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I told Jack about
in a
Billie
good way.
Eilish, and he, I think he really likes her.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Even like she's wearing spiders on her head and spitting up black stuff.
As long as you don't have to watch video.
Pretty
you
much.
Just listen.
Because
just there are artists I would
that's
rather
right.
not
that's
have to
That's right.
That's
what I'm talking about. We in radio. You don't have to watch the video.
That's right.
Just
listen.
Listen. That's a good slogan.
Ooh, just listen.
Just listen. Okay. Well, I think we went on some tangents. And Tracy, it's nice to have you. And we look forward to having you as another special guest.
Oh, special guest.
Special guest.
Special guests. What old person traits do you guys have? Because we want to know, what did we miss? What did we leave out? Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Turn the air down.
Take your shoes off when you come in the house.
Are you hungry, sugar? You look so thin. I can't deal with you. You can't live in this house without eating all these, like, bodies I made. So, yeah. There you go.
So where does it fall for you guys? Let us know. Off Air Flair, all of our social medias. Find us. Let us know. Interact.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
If you have any other topics, we certainly are open to suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
We're still looking for those TV shows. We kind of been in that show hole since Game of Thrones
new, like,
ended
series.
Their worst season.
Do you have a new series, Tracy, that we should get attached to?
Oh, man. Have y'all seen Forensic Files?
No.
You what?
Nope.
You've never seen any of them?
But I mean, like,
a
we're
new
talking
series.
We're talking about like a series where like it progresses, not like necessarily like, you know, Dateline special.
Okay.
Things.
That's a good point.
Like, where there's a cast of characters, you learn about each personality, you kind of follow along with it.
Have y'all seen Mad Men?
Yes.
Yes.
Dang.
John Hamm.
I am just starting Breaking Bad for the first time.
You
oh,
are?
Breaking Bad is so
That's good,
dude.
Yep. I'm
Heisenberg,
enjoying it so far.
I hear you.
Yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to find something. Let us know what you think. Let us know. What are we missing?
That's right. Bye.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flair.
Off-Air Flair.
With Jinya and Josh.